The first time I ever saw a brown-headed cowbird on April 27, 1975, a couple of males and a female were visiting my backyard feeder. The males were displaying, opening their wings and making a cool, liquid, gurgly sound and bowing, which the female apparently found irresistible. As I watched out the window, they both mated with her. I was a new birder, and every time I added a new lifer, I read everything I could about it. Cowbirds are known for being nest parasites. The females lay their eggs in the nests of other birds and leave all the child-rearing tasks to the foster mothers. Before laying an egg, female cowbirds often remove one of the eggs. Sometimes they puncture others, perhaps intentionally, perhaps in failed attempts to remove those eggs. Whether intentional or not, that kills the little embryos. When the baby cowbird hatches, it lacks the adaptation of European cuckoos to push every egg and chick out of the nest. But cowbirds tend to choose smaller species as foster parents. This helps cowbirds in several ways. Their eggs are often just too big for many of their hosts to remove, and failed attempts can make them accidentally puncture their own eggs. Being larger and so slightly above the other eggs in the nest, the cowbird egg can sometimes be incubated at a slightly higher temperature, making it hatch quicker than the natural eggs. And once hatched, the baby cowbird is larger than its nest mates, so it's more effective at begging and gets the lion's share of the food. If food is plentiful, other babies usually survive. Margaret Morse Nice found that with song sparrows, besides the loss of one egg when the cowbird first laid her egg, usually one song sparrow nestling died when a cowbird was raised. The cowbird's parasitic habits have been vilified by many people, though really their nesting habits are what they must do for their own survival, or at least what they once had to do for their own survival. They once associated tightly with bison, depending on the bison's heavy hooves to break up the prairie sod so they could find food. When a bison herd moved on, the cowbirds associating with it had to too, which probably contributed to their evolving the nest parasitic habit in the first place. Some current studies published in an Audubon monograph contend that cowbird parasitism isn't such a bad thing for most birds, and that certainly was true long ago. Prairie birds evolved right along with the bison, developing strategies of either laying more eggs or tossing out the cowbird egg or building a new nest bottom. And since the cowbirds were as nomadic as the bison, few birds had to deal with cowbirds year after year. But after we burned off the prairie sod and extirpated the bison and broke up the eastern forest and introduced a substitute for bison in the form of cattle, cowbirds suddenly increased and multiplied, invading habitats and areas of the country where they'd never been before. Most birds managed to hold their own against them, but in a few cases the birds had lost so much ground in other ways as well that the cowbird parasitism brought them to the edge of extinction. Tomorrow I'll talk about one of these unfortunate cases. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking For the Birds.